Stuart's nose is a little bit crooked. He used to live in a barn where he was kicked in the face by a horse. Stuart is the oldest cat at the Animal Rescue League of Berks County. He politely naps in the sun while his human friend, Sean Rodriguez, reads him a book.
After catching her breath, Juliet explained how
Sean, who's in fifth grade, says it's hard to read in school while his classmates are looking at him.
It's kind of scary because there's a lot of people in my class. So I skip half of a sentence and I mess up and then I have to restart.
That's what inspired his mother, Christy Rodriguez, the Rescue League's volunteer coordinator, to suggest he come read to her cat room.
Do you enjoy reading more, do you think, now that you get to read to the animals? Does it make it more fun to read?
Yeah, it really does.
Christy Rodriguez sent out flyers to local schools, libraries, and speech programs to invite other students.
They can come here, sit with the cats, and the cats don't judge. They don't care what story you're reading or how well you read. They are just looking for that attention and that affection from the kids.
Socialized cats are also easier to adopt out, which is important. During kitten season, the rescue can get deliveries of up to 30 cats a day.
Started a half hour ago.
I am Chimera Fields, and that is Chase, the orange little tiny cat.
He's a very good listener, and he's very adorable.
Chimera is 7 and another regular visitor to the cat room, though it's the first time she's read to a cat. Chimera chose her favorite, a book about a dog named Peanut.
Peanut pokes his nose and sniff, sniff, sniff.
Chimera's mom says they can't have a cat at home, so visiting the cats is a good compromise. Chimera accepts that.
Yeah, but he's very loving and he should get adopted fur from this crate because he's very sweet.
You would miss him.
Yeah, I want the best for him, and if he gets a new home, then that's going to be great.
Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.